This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We do have a guest in here, and I can say with my hand on my heart, when this media release came into our inbox, I got very excited.
Yeah, of course you did.
We're delighted to welcome to the Joy Studios this morning Michael James to tell us all about a very exciting visual that's about to hit the Melbourne streets. Welcome back to Joy, Michael.
It's great to be back on Joy.
Now, Michael, you sit in here in the studios completely starkers, except for your helmet. What's this all about?
Yes, well, bicycle safety is obviously a major part of it. The main thing is we don't have the sky to fall in during the interview.
No, so there's a thing that's happening in Melbourne, and it's called the World Naked Bike Ride.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So what is it all about? Is it just an excuse to get your junk out and drive up and down Chapel Street, or is it got a little
Saturday
reason
night
behind it?
No, look, strangely enough, it actually does have a reason to it. It's actually been running now for 14. This is the 14th year in Melbourne. It's one of the world. It's one of the world's longest running world naked bike rides. The purpose of the World Naked Bike Ride is to. It's actually a protest. Firstly, it's a protest against car culture, and we ask everyone to consider perhaps a bicycle occasionally or some other more environmentally friendly alternative than just the car. And the car isn't king. So the car our culture we protest against. The second thing is we're importantly protesting against the vulnerability of cyclists on the road from motorists who appear very blind to our presence on the road. And one of the things we say is they are far to see us when we're riding clothed. Now that we're riding naked, you can see us now. I don't know why that is. And the third thing is we seek to promote a positive body image from all. You don't have to dress up, dress down, or dress at all if you want to come on this ride.
Oh, you don't have to. So this was going to ask, so it's open to everybody. It's not just a bunch of gay men, you know, excuse to get naked, go down the street.
No, absolutely, absolutely open to everyone. We call ourselves family friendly. So last year we had one of our riders and her daughter, young daughter, actually rode on a little kiddie carrier on the back of the bike. We promote ourselves as being very family friendly. So it's all ages, all sexes, very diverse crowd.
Okay. Look, it is a good way to make bikes stand out, and I can see exactly what you do. Is the culture between cars and bikes still not getting any better?
We look at ourselves as being part of the solution to trying to promote a better relationship between cars and cyclists.
Yeah.
And look, some of the cyclists do themselves no favours by what some of them do in public, but that doesn't justify bad behaviour by drivers towards cyclists, and particularly unsafe activity.
I want to know about the legalities of this, because if I hit the streets stark naked on a bike, I'd be arrested. So how does that work out? What's the situation there?
There are rules against offensive behaviour in public, and it falls under the Summary Offences Act. And the best person to speak to that would be the police. And I know you have an occasional police guest. You could certainly ask that police guest about that. We do involve the police in the ride. We certainly advise them of what we're doing, how we're doing it. The police liaison actually started for this ride roughly 6 months ago. Okay. And if you want to go back before that, it started 11 and a half months ago after the last ride. So we're very keen to speak with the police. They're aware of what we're doing. Any enforcement of laws is the responsibility of the Victoria Police. And we have a very good working relationship with the police.
Great.
And I certainly had contact with the police in the last week in relation to the upcoming ride. Great.
So I'm assuming there's going to be, you know, we've got people out there, we all get so offended over everything at the moment in our society. You can't even sneeze without somebody going, oh, you can't do that. What do you say to all the hate? I mean, there must be people that seen you driving down the street, you know, telling you to put it back away and...
Absolutely. Look, there's a variety of opinions out there, which we understand and respect. But if people are offended by a little bit of basic nudity, and bear in mind, most of us male or female, have got roughly the same general set of equipment on us, with a few variations, but approximately the same. If they're offended by the nudity, I'd like to come back and say, I'm even more offended by the attitude of motorists and the deaths and the serious injuries of our cyclists on the road. And I reckon that takes precedent.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and that's the unfortunate issue. You know, a car hits a bike, the bike goes down. There's no second bit.
Yeah,
you don't come back.
No, absolutely not. And most people who cycle regularly, particularly around the city area, are very used to incidents of what they call dooring, where a car driver opens a door without perhaps appropriately looking. A couple of years ago, the World Naked Bike Ride Melbourne actually changed the ride and detoured up to a particular location in Sydney Road after the very, very unfortunate death of a motorist a short time earlier.
Yeah.
We're very, very strong in advocacy towards bicycle safety and awareness of cyclists.
Yeah. I want to know, what's it like riding nude on a bicycle? What's the preparation behind that? Because I assume it's not that comfortable. What's the deal?
What are you asking about lube and protection?
Well, I just want to know, like,
sweetheart,
do you have to have, like, a comfortable seat? Because those seats are hard. You know, if you get a racing bike and you go your bare bits on them, I don't think that's going to be very comfy.
No, and look, most bicycle seats tend to be pretty hard anyway. Now, unless you are cycling with some of the padded cycling shorts that are out there, generally people have only got a couple of thin layers of cloth or material between their butts and the seat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few more practical considerations. If you decide to ride naked on the bike, and bear in mind it's a clothing optional ride, it's not mandatory nude, we do actually suggest getting a disposable soft seat cover, which most of the bike stores or the department stores sell. A little bit of extra padding down there. Never hurt anyone anyway. Most butts are pretty well padded regardless.
Yeah.
But in the area where you sit tends not to be that well padded.
Okay.
It's not the issue of the chafing that people worry about.
Okay. That's my concern.
To me, I'd be thinking like horse riding. You've got to make sure you had good underwear on to hold your bits up so you can slam into them on the seat. Yeah.
When is the event and how do people get involved with it?
Yeah, so the next World Naked Bike Ride in Melbourne is on Saturday the 16th of March. It's only a couple of weeks away and there's only one chance a year to do it. So if you want to do it, that's the time.
Okay, cool.
So is the whole world do it on the same day? You said it was the world naked bike ride. Are they all getting naked on the same day or is it each city has a different?
There tends to be a range of suggested dates.
Okay.
Mainly a different date for the Northern Hemisphere, which is currently in their winter.
Oh, of course, you wouldn't want to do it. It wouldn't be impressive if it was too cold, would it?
Wouldn't be impressive at all in a variety of ways. It's the shrinkage factor and more.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it's a little bit too cold for to ask people to get their kit off externally.
Okay.
But the Southern Hemisphere tends to run their rides around about one or two, three weekends.
Okay, brilliant. Well, our one's on the 16th of March on a Saturday, and you can get all the information about that at wnbrmelbourne.com.au, and we'll put a link on our socials to Tom and Mikey so you can find out how to get a part of it. Michael, thank you so much for coming in to talk about riding naked and the benefits of what you're doing. It's really fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, be careful of the bike riders if you're driving at the moment. Have a look. Go a little bit slower.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.